Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alan Stang is our guest for the next 5 minutes. Alan, we've been on with this for about an hour, and the 5 minutes we've got left, I always like to ask a guest, what are other key points you want to make, other issues you want to impart to our worldwide audience?
One thing I think is very important to be aware of, ladies and gentlemen, is the only reason I see that we still have some viability, that we can fight back, that we can expose all this. The only reason that very encouragingly so many Americans are now waking up is the presence of the Internet. Without the Internet, there would be no Alex Jones. You never would have heard of him. The Internet is a tool, remember, that got out of control. It got out of the hands of the conspirators who devised it. It originally was intended to be a technique, a method of communicating among themselves, the universities, the government, the big institutions, the foundations. It got out of control. I believe they never expected that it could become what it has become, and so. It's now the only tool that we have to communicate to inform you about what's going on, and that tells me that the conspiracy for world government is going to do something to try to destroy it. I don't know yet what they will try to do. That there have been various techniques they've tried, but one thing that worries them, no doubt, is the fact that if they try to destroy the Internet, the many Internet experts, the so-called nerds around the country, who can hack the DOD website, they have broken into DOD. I'm sure that the conspirators are afraid of them, so they have a quandary that they have to solve. But this is something I think we should all be aware of, because if they destroy the Internet, you're not going to have any more Alex Jones. You're not going to have any more of these programs. Well, you wouldn't have an Alan Stang either, because right now all of my pieces appear regularly on the Internet. So I'm sure that they're going to do something to try to destroy it. And I would warn you, ladies and gentlemen, to be on a special alert for such an attempt. I have no doubt that it will come.
Well, I agree with you, and they admittedly have a plan to kill the web, and there are this new government report that was just put out, and there's a new book out where the head of the Kissinger Group is bragging about how they're going to shut the web down and create world government. I mean, he doesn't even mince words, and they admit it's Internet 2. They're going to let the old Internet die, not upkeep it, not update it, and then force you on Internet 2, where you're tracked, traced, regulated, controlled, and where speech is controlled because it's, quote, private corporate. And, well, it's private. You don't have a right to free speech in a private area. So, see, it's that's what they do. They let us build something and pay for it with our tax money and our IP fees and our connection fees, and then they just take it away from us.
Exactly. Exactly. And this is what we need to be especially aware of, because, again, consider, ladies and gentlemen, you have no other way of finding out what's happening. You certainly can't depend on a shallow Sean Hannity to tell you what's happening. Have you ever heard him mention any of the things that we've discussed here in this hour, Alex and I? No. And you certainly cannot depend on the Communist Broadcasting System or the Communist News Network. This is the only way you have to find out what's going on.
Alan Stang, I salute you for your 50 years of diligent fight against the New World Order. The things you've done send ripples across time and space, and countless people that are awake today don't even know that they owe the fact that they're awake or still even have any freedom to people like you. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. We'll be right back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alan Watt will be with us for 2 hours. Oh yeah, we're going into overdrive. We're going past 3 o'clock today, ladies and gentlemen, because I love talking to you. I love having guests on. I love taking phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for Alan Watt after he's on with us for an hour. Okay, I want to go over the basic facts of Deborah Jean Palfrey, but let's start with playing part of the newscast when I was live with Geraldo Rivera Saturday night. Here it is.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at Infowars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know? And she said, well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end. And I said, you've got to say who it was or you're not saved. She said, listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered. So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying, 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself. This is on tape. Then you look at Brandi Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. madam said, and said, I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical. She was a professor. You know, she had a psychology degree. She was saying, this is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were, and then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you've covered a lot of criminology. You know, women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself.
They take pills.
Exactly. And on top of it, in fact, 90% of women take pills. That's the way they do it. Now men shoot themselves and hang themselves. Now, on top of it, her mother said she was happy, saying she was going to fight it.
Alex, let me take a break. Stand by right there. I have Judge Pirro and Kim Guilfoyle also right back. Back up just a second before I continue our discussion on the death of Deborah Jean Palfrey, the so-called D.C. madam, who the authorities say committed suicide, but some have doubts. Alex Jones, the popular radio host who interviewed Deborah Jean Palfrey, had been saying just before the commercial break that she, the D.C. madam, was a happy person. Why don't you finish that thought, Alex, and I'll get on to our other guests.
Well, Geraldo, it's just that she told her mother, she told the person that managed the condos where she lived, that she was friends with, everybody, that she was going to go on and going to fight. Others that knew her said that she was going to write a book when she got out in about 6 to 7 months. Could have been as many as 70 months, but certainly not 50 years, as some were saying. And you have two women hanging themselves. I mean, this is ridiculous with these supposed, very wealthy, very powerful Johns. I think this is, quote, taking out the garbage, somebody trying to get rid of evidence.
I hear you.
And, you know, of an election, your problem.
Okay, Alex Jones, Alex has a reputation sometimes of being, flamboyant in his opinions, let's say. I don't know that to be the case about you at all, Judge Pirro or Kimberly Guilfoyle. What do you say, Judge?
Well, you know, I had the opportunity, Geraldo, to interview Deborah Jean about a year ago, and I talked to her about Brandi Britton and her suicide. And what she said to me is, they don't just come and get you, they terrorize you. But she made it very clear that she was not made of that. And I agree with you, Alex.
Not made of that means she was not
suicidal. She was not suicidal.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She was a woman who had a very strong core. She was a fighter from the get-go. And one of the things she said to me, Geraldo, was that, look, this isn't about madams. This isn't about prostitution. This is about me. Suggesting that there was no government program to take down prostitutes. There was a program, she believed, to take her down. Think about it. You've got a top State Department official. You've got a military strategist, a United States senator. You've got all of these individuals, lobbyists, paying for prostitutes. At the same time, you've got the head of the Maryland State Police who's being indicted and convicted for using the Executive Protection Unit to move the prostitutes around. You've got a federal prosecutor at that time who was murdered and who yet his case is unsolved. You've got all kinds of corruption going
on.
It's Jonathan Luna, and indeed I have the book, The Midnight Ride of Jonathan Luna, for anyone interested. Everything raises a doubt.
Kimberly Guilfoyle,
yes. As a former prosecutor, right away when I heard that this was an apparent suicide, I couldn't believe it. I was doubtful from the get-go. If I was a prosecutor on this case, I would make sure and investigate it very thoroughly. I think it's far too coincidental that the two women involved in this would both hang themselves. Right there, I think it gives cause for suspicion.
Why is the Justice Department sealing the names of the Johns when they could very easily be indicting them?
Let me start this way. Alex, I want to thank you, because you really have shined some important light on this case. I just want to say one thing here. I call on Governor Charlie Crist, who's a great guy, an honest guy, a straight shooter, to have his attorney general investigate the apparent suicide of Deborah Jean Palfrey, because if these three people are all agreed, and I tend to agree with them, this is too perfect, this is too stinky to pass the stink
test. There's more.
Alex, you've got to tell me another time because I got a million things to talk about on the show.
She was paid up 6 months. She wanted to make sure that her...
Good point.
Investigate
this. It does not...
All right, and then it ended with him calling the governor for an investigation. And I tried to throw in, and I messed up there then because they're interrupting. You know, I wasn't 6 months. She was paid up on her fees for 6 years. She told him, I'm paying up for 6 years. I'm going to be out in 6 years. I'm paying my fees for my condo. She didn't sign the condo over to her mother. She didn't make preparations for that. She was there to help her mother out financially. Hadn't even gotten those preparations completed yet. The only child, her mother ill, people made fun of Palfrey saying, oh, look, she's rich. Her mother's in a trailer. It was actually a pretty nice trailer in a pretty nice area. It's one of those double wides with a shed and the rest of it built onto it. Had a lot of folks live there because your house gets destroyed all the time from hurricanes. Why should you build something fancy? That's kind of something you see there in Florida. But I'm digressing. She was upbeat to her mother. She was saying she was going to appeal it. She was going to expose them. Her mother said that. The manager of the high-rise condos, I'm going to repeat, said she was being followed. She thought there was a contract hit out on her. Now, to be clear, off-air with her during several interviews, I would say, listen, you better name names if it's Dick Cheney, like Wayne Madsen saying, this is dangerous. And she said, look, she goes, I know they're listening right now. I don't want any trouble. I just want to retire. This isn't fair what they're doing to me. I don't want to name names. And I'm like, yeah, but they're not going to stop because you know who they are. This is another person that just can't get through their head that they're going to kill you. People can't believe that they're going to be killed. People think they're bulletproof. You are not bulletproof. Believe me, I know I'm not bulletproof. When I tell a story about being stabbed or a story about somebody pulling a gun on me or a story about some guy at a party for no reason putting a knife up to my neck and saying he was going to kill me so hard blood was coming out, that isn't to act tough. That really happened. So I've been in a bad car wreck where you're all broke up, and, you know, I've been in a, you know, and I'm not even saying I'm a tough guy. The point is I know I'm fragile. I've seen friends die. I've seen other people die. I've seen people die on the side of the highway right in front of me. And I think the general public is delusional and doesn't realize how easy people break, how soon death comes to us all. It's kind of like Christmas time when you were a kid. You'd wait and wait and wait, and it would never come. And pretty soon it came. And then as you're an adult, decades just flash by. And that's how life is. You're going to wake up 90 years old on your deathbed. Or you're going to wake up in slow motion as a car runs a red light and T-bones you and kills you and your children in your car. Some of you out there listening. And so, people call me a conspiracy theorist. Why do we almost always get the big story and nobody else does in this movement? Well, I mean, I knew Deborah Jean Palfrey was big. They're in Virginia, in D.C., in Maryland, tied in. I know they don't raid these escort services unless there's some political reason. I knew it was hypocritical. When all these big names came out, I said, uh-oh, I better interview her. And so nobody else thought to ask her, hey, don't you think they're going to kill you? I mean, I'm in the real world. That's why I asked her that. That's why I got the quotes. That's why I'm on the news. Because I know how things work. I'm realistic. I do think 3, 4, 5, 6 steps ahead. And I'm not even that smart. It's that I am thinking a few steps ahead. You can all do that too. Here's an example. I told people a decade ago that they take your blood at birth for an illegal federal database. It's mainstream news this weekend. Bush signs bill to take all newborn DNA at birth. Now, why are they doing that? Why did they pass a law saying he could NSA spy on people without warrants retroactively? Because he and others in the telecommunications companies were going to go to prison. And so they had to retroactively pass a law for crimes they committed. It's the same thing here. We, for a decade, have had congressmen on, experts on. We've called for lawsuits. Lawsuits have been started. Bush says, hey, I'll just sign a bill saying we take your blood at birth. Is that land of the free, home of the brave? And by the way, it goes into Homeland Security. Health Council, Ron Paul warned new law could pave the way for national DNA database. Pave the way? We've had one for 35 years. That's why I'm always ahead of the curve. Because I'm not reading conspiracy websites, folks. I'm reading think tank documents. I'm reading university studies. I'm in source documents. I spend about 4 hours a day doing it. I'm addicted to it. And I know exactly what they're going to do. I know they've implanted you with cancer. Okay?
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kim Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
2008. I'm Alex Jones, your host, for the next 2 hours. We've got Alan Watt, researcher, author, musician. We're honored to have him on with us today. I have a lot of news items I want to bring up to him. But before we do that, let's just ask him in this short segment what he'd like to talk about in the next 2 hours with us today. Alan Watt, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, yeah.
What is most on your mind today? What do you want to break down for my audience today? I mean, I want to get into the behavioral psychologists, the false paradigm, the reality we're in, how to break out of that, solutions for people to deprogram themselves, where you see things going in the next step in their phase. But those are some of the issues I want to raise. But what do you think is most important to talk about today, Alan Watt?
I think it's the even bigger picture, because while all of this is going on, all of this is really happening, and society has been altered drastically quickly in so many areas, all of its facets, in fact, to make up culture, even global society. You're finding the rushing ahead with the genetic research, which is all to do with the old plan of perfecting society the way they want it perfected, meaning to bring in a good class of servant slaves.
Playing God. So they're already talking about designer babies. They're already looking at the genetics and having social workers putting two-year-olds for at least 3 years in England and Canada on databases. Crime because of your genetics, made-up quackery as they play God.
Yes, and even Bush and the rest of them have signed bills for all newborn babies to have their DNA collected at birth. And this has nothing to do with the health of those children, as the parents see it. It's to see if you carry what they call recessive genes, genes which are throwbacks to previous racial mixtures and so on.
And, of course, you weren't listening earlier, were you?
No.
I didn't think you were. We're always on the same page, it seems. I was covering how Bush signed Bill to take all newborns' DNA. Now, they admit this program's been really going on for 35 years. They're just now having to do this because it got exposed and they were being sued, so he's retroactively trying to give them liability protection. But they admit, and I've spent days reading, University of Texas runs it in the U.S. They have universities globally doing it in each country, and they admit in there that it's used for Homeland Security and criminal database. Yep. It's used for genetic engineering, and it's given to the insurance companies your complete map, and they admitted that they are looking for certain key racial traits, just like the Human Genome Project is run by the eugenicists, for making race-specific bioweapons to kill some of us, but also to use traits for the elite in their life extension.
Well, there's no doubt about this. This goes all the way back to the 1800s when they set up the first census collection databases with the Carnegie Institute and the backing of Congress. And Charles Davenport was behind that in 1890. And they wanted from then on everyone to have an 11-digit number that could track you down through your family history and follow your offspring and collect the medical data. That was the most important stuff they wanted. All medical data to do with what problems you carried in your genes. And this is still going on today. This is an old plan run by the same big foundations in cahoots with the global elitists.
But and now it's 2008, and we're going to get to see it come to fruition.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt at all. And they're also talking now about creating the new chimeras. Even the Catholic Church has got into it on behalf of the scientists, strangely enough, if you look at it from a different perspective. And they say that anyone with a part human gene in them, any creature at all, is therefore human in all full respects. That's exactly what the scientists want.
Stay there, Alan Watt. For listeners that are listening on the InfoWars.com streams, we're going to continue the discussion. For everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Alan Watt is our guest for the next hour and 50 minutes. Very honored to have him. Give out his website and other contact points throughout the hours. Alan, I want to get into the whole genetic engineering angle and how they're playing God. But first I want to make the statement that driving to work, you look at the people acting more sheepish, acting more and more stupid, looking more and more dull, don't even talk to their neighbors, don't talk to each other, they don't really interact, they simply as spectators watch television, the language being reduced, everyone being dumbed down, the test scores dropping and dropping by design in their own declassified documents. And so the elites say, see, they're all a bunch of dumb animals, they deserve to die. They say it's prima facie evidence that the population deserves to be reduced and exterminated and culled, because they, if they were the fittest, they would be fighting back or at least joining the elite. But when you really study the global elite, they actually say they want to catch people at birth and use genetic screening to target what they call kind of rogue elites. It's evil enough to say they want to dumb everybody down and enslave them and kill them because that's what they're doing for the species. But it's even worse when you really find out they're trying to mutate humanity, dumb humanity down, and that they have accentuated and created a feedback loop to really turn the public into these self-propelled stomachs that literally can hardly think or talk. So it's so diabolical And I want the public to know from all the gauges I have, we're just 5-10 years off, maybe even closer at current growth, of them releasing the mass bioplagues. They've just got to have a few more staged events to fully get us locked down, and then they can really start the job of culling 85 to 90% of us, depending on which globalist document you see. And they've done everything else they said they would do. That's the thing. We're not saying this for effect here. They really are going to do this. And they really are going to carry this out. They really are going to kill most of you listening right now. They're saying it. They're not joking. They have to be taken serious. Alan Watt, your comments on that subject, then back into their main push, genetic engineering.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Even to do with the ideas that came out with in the 1800s, and you had Galton in England, and you had Davenport in the U.S., backed by the Carnegie Institute and the Congress at the time, they set up this whole eugenics experiment at Cold Springs Harbor. And they called it for the Station for Experimental Evolution. It's a major tenet of their belief system is evolution. And they had already come to believe at the top that some big leap forward had occurred in the past, and that they, being the elite of the day, were the natural products of that, and everything else beneath them was an inferior type of human.
And now we've seen all the headlines. We've seen BBC and Reuters showing the superhuman and the subway dwarf goblin. They're now saying, and the joke is, they're now saying we're the subway dwarf goblin, and we do kind of look like that and act like that.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. And they said that, and this is another basic part of their whole philosophy, is that you can't breed people up from the bottom. They'll bring the top down if you try to mix genes with the so-called better class and inferior class. And therefore, their whole idea, as far back as the 1800s, was to gradually eliminate the bottom class. And then through understanding what became to be known as genetics, they would create a new type of slaves to serve them. But they also knew, and Lord Bertrand Russell stated this, that they'd have to catch children at school, young men, very early on, who had leadership abilities and intellect, but whom they knew because of the genetic lineages, and by studying the parents and grandparents and personality types, they knew they wouldn't conform and serve the elite. They could rebel against them, and therefore they'd have to pick them out, and if necessary, they'd have to eliminate them.
And by the way, that is in hundreds of government PhD documents. And let me give sources now. Dr. Dennis Cuddy, of course, worked at the Department of Education, highest levels. He's written several books on the subject. The number two at Department of Education in the 80s, Charlotte Iserby, whose dad was Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove, East Coast elite. They brought her in, and she'd been in the Foreign Service, and they put her in charge and said, okay. And she has a phone book-sized book that we sell, by the way, at Infowars.com. They said they are meant to dumb everybody down further, but also single out the leadership males, put them on drugs to brain damage them, but then take some select ones and make sure they're recruited into elite circles. So that's official U.S. government policy.
Yeah,
that's why your little boys are. That's why your boys are targeted. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bertrand Russell stated that in the 50s and 60s, he said that. The ones they couldn't sway over who'd accept the scholarships and serve them would have to be literally be eliminated, destroyed. But also the alternative was to, as you say, get them on drugs which would alter their brain patterns. And we know that Ritalin and all the rest of it shrinks the brain, gives them tremendous problems. And it's primarily young men, young males, who are picked out for this.
Yeah, little do they know that their DNA has already been tested by the government decades ago. They're already in a file. Everything they're doing is being tracked. And then they make sure they destroy you. And that's all official. That's your loving government helping you, you know, running checkpoints to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Let's get into the genetic engineering, because this is important. For those that don't know, a decade ago, the major scientific papers reported, I remember reading them, that they had human, bovine, human cow, cross species creatures, but they would kill them in the embryonic phase. They had humanzees. Then the Washington Post 5 years ago reported that Latin American countries do have laboratories with humanzees, half human or part human, part chimpanzee. And then now they admit that human genes are put in the food we eat, insect genes, part spider, part goat. That's been around for 20 years. remote control cockroaches, Robo-Rat. That's what they've told us about, and now they're just now introducing it to the public, which means we're even more advanced. So, Alan Watt, break down what we know they've got, then what your sources have told you they really do have, and then why they're hoarding this for themselves.
Yeah, they do have a new breed, basically. They can bring on at any time they want a new breed of servant class. And I often wonder if they've not already introduced them to some higher levels of bureaucracies, to be honest with you, perfect servants who will not question whatever they're told to do. They have no human qualms about things, but they still have built-in fail-safes to serve their masters. It's almost like breeding psychopaths with fail-safes in them to serve the master. That's the only difference between them, really, and their creators, you might say. The elite who already do exist, these psychopaths, can cooperate at the top because they're all in the same group.
Well, they don't even need to produce those, though we know there's been programs to produce the super soldier. They just put 100% of the troops in, and they know about 30% are going to come back with psychopathic breaks who already had sociopathic, sadistic tendencies who have now been perfected into a psychopath, or they can find the one psychopath out of 100 that already exists, but they already have ways to produce them, and then they put them into law enforcement.
Yeah, well, they've already started up a school. I think it's in Delaware. It just got the go-ahead to go ahead for the first time under Homeland Security, and it's going to be school to work. Well, the only difference being that we're training children from school to be going into SWAT teams, some to go into the military, some to special forces.
Oh, yeah, all over the country they already have that. They call it law enforcement, 6th, 7th grade. They write tattletale reports on their parents. I have video of it in my films.
Mm-hmm.
Road to Tyranny, that's almost 7 years old, and yeah, right here in Austin. But, go ahead.
Yeah, so they're rushing ahead with this to create a new society while the adults play themselves and entertain themselves and are distracted by trivia. And these characters, remember, work intergenerationally. We are short-term thinkers and planners. We think in one lifespan only, and we don't realize that these characters will go through three generations, if four or more, however long it takes to achieve their objectives, and they have big foundations which outlive all of them, and they can keep going intergenerationally and complete their part in an agenda. It's that simple. They've been doing this for centuries.
Well, if you look at who is in the 3,000 CFR that really runs this country, they're all grandsons or great-grandsons under, you know, the other family name of the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, the Astors. Take Tucker Carlson, take Anderson Cooper, he's an Astor, the heir to the billions. If you look at who runs the UT, CIA recruiting, who openly writes articles in the paper saying get rid of all freedom in America, Mr. Bobbitt is the nephew of LBJ. I mean, literally, it is just a few families.
It's family dynasties, and it's been that way for a long, long time. And it's the same in every other country in Europe, too, by the way. You'll find they're all interrelated. These characters have been selecting their mates for centuries or having them done for them, and they're making up purely for their offspring and for their background heritage.
But really, it's giving them health problems and not even advanced intelligence a lot of the time. What it's actually making them do is, as we saw with the Pharaohs and the Caesars, is that they're psychopaths. Interbreeding causes all sorts of mental illness.
Yeah, and psychopathy is an interesting topic because it isn't a normal mental illness as such. It's like Plato said thousands of years ago, speaking on behalf of the psychopaths of that day, he said that he, being a member of the aristocracy, had been specially bred, as all aristocracy was specially bred. And he said, just like animals, domesticated animals, you can breed equality in or out. And for those who rule over the lesser people, you don't want to breed in someone that with emotional tendencies. So you breed out the emotional tendencies, and you end up with these very very cold and calculating and cunning people, but they have no human empathy for others around them.
But I also notice the type who, they're very cold-blooded, they're very neurotic, they're very obsessive-compulsive. You know, reading about David Rockefeller, Prince Philip, all of them even being around really wealthy, and I mean really wealthy people, is that the yard's got to be cut right, every light bulb's got to be in, the bank account's got to be perfect, and it is that attention to detail and complex things that allows them to maintain control, but they also enjoy the cold crushing of beauty. They are very envious of beautiful young people. They are very jealous of happy, independent people. They have a real pleasure in murdering masses of people. It's a power trip.
It's a power thing, and that control, even that obsessional control you mentioned in compulsive behavior, is part of control. Anything at all, even something in a house that's out of place or a picture that's kind of squint on the wall, will distract them, and they have to have it rectified, because everything must be correct, as they'll say. What they really mean is everything must be in order.
And they're also breeding that neuroses into their minions, the police and bureaucrats, where, you're at the baseball game, you ordered lemonade for your son, we brought you a hard lemonade, but it looks like a lemonade bottle, he takes a drink, we instantly take your kid, your life's over, and we say, we know you did it on accident, the order must be followed. So you didn't instantly comply with me, I'm going to put you in a coma now, I'm going to beat your head in.
Yes, I mean, it really is getting to that stage where you're stopped for just about anything. I was stopped in town a few weeks ago. I was tailed through town, actually, and then stopped eventually on a pretext, of course, that I'd flicked a cigarette butt out the window. And I happened to smoke, and I said, is it this one here? I had a cigarette in my hand. And I said, well, it couldn't have been that. It must have been the ash. He said, oh, you can get $100 fine for that, he said. And then, of course, he proceeded to go through all the papers and all the rest of it. But I get tailed around. I'm sure you do, too.
Don't these guys know that this isn't freedom? I mean, don't they understand that this is bad?
But when you have people who've been transitioned from peacekeeping and into law enforcement, and they've been brought up with 20, 25 years of cop shows and TV dramas and SWAT teams and so on, and video games, which are meant for the military, you have a militarized mentality amongst young people who would never get a job in anywhere else, especially the intellect they're hiring.
No, they can't. All they've done is exactly, and they think it's manly to just crack heads and beat people up, and they've simulated murder millions of times on the video games, and now they're going to do it for real. Did you hear about Taser International? They went into a county where three people died after being tasered, and they're suing the doctors and coroners, saying you're not allowed now, and the judge is telling them, you're not allowed to ever say tasers could hurt someone. They're telling doctors now what their medical rulings can be. I mean, look at the control of that.
Yes, but we are in this kind of totalitarian system right now. This happened in Nazi Germany when the order went out for racial hygiene. And they went around to hospitals, and there's lots of documentaries you can still pull out where they taught it in school and tried to convince the children in the 30s, the ones who were growing up and who would be the guards, etc. They were shown these videos on mental deficiency, and they reworded it and retitled it and so on so that there wasn't really a human being anymore. So through the change of words and law, you couldn't say what murder was murder. You couldn't say genocide was genocide. It was ruled illegal to do so. So it's the same thing that's happening now. They're telling the doctors, put down anything on that certificate, cardiac arrest, whatever.
But I mean, they're the doctor. It's their profession. They are supposed to make the ruling. And then they say, oh, they didn't die because you tasered them. I'm the judge. And then now Taser says they're going to sue any doctor or any medical examiner that says cause of death was taser, preemptively threatening them. And, to their credit, the different associations are freaking out, saying, you can't do that. I mean, here it is right here. Judge rules for taser in case of death decisions, Arizona Republic. Chief Medical Examiner Lisa Kohler said the examiner's rightly concluded taser contributed to the deaths and said county lawyers will appeal the judge's ruling. And it goes on to say it is dangerously close to intimidation, says Jeff Jetson, president of the National Association of Medical Examiners. At this point, we adamantly reject the fact that people can be sued for medical opinions that they make. I mean, this is pure intimidation. I mean, everybody knows the tasers are killing everybody. But they say, no, we'll sue you if you say that, because they admit that they're training cops to shoot us with real guns. This is about torture. Go ahead.
Well, that's true. It is torture. And I think there's probably another reason for it, too, that they're even pushing up the stories and allowing us to hear them, because they're going to bring in even more futuristic weapons, which can do the same kind of damage, even worse damage, without the use of wires and without being within a certain range either.
Well, you're in Canada, where they admittedly, it came out in the news that if you don't have your ticket on you, they taser you for punishment, and the paper said that, and people didn't believe it, and then the police chief came out and said, yes, it's your punishment. It's, I mean, now, judge, jury, you're going to be tortured with something that has a good chance of killing you. I mean, that is just off the chart, and they're being told it's to keep doing it.
Yeah, they're making a major shift between using techniques of restraint, etc., into techniques of coercion. They're using it as a tool to make someone comply, a compliance tool, rather than something that's only to be used in emergency. So they're gradually changing the meaning of words, as they say, into law to allow themselves to use this kind of weaponry.
Alan Watts, stay there. We'll be right back after this quick break.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
get your take on this. They've got thousands of laboratories with gene guns firing genetics into different species. It's admittedly already given rise to superviruses, superbacteria. They've got giant superconducting supercolliders, cyclotrons, hundreds of top physicists and quantum mechanics experts, engineers are saying it could blow the planet up, create a strangelet. I mean, this is the same equations that, you know, created A-bombs and hydrogen bombs 60 years before they had them. 50 years before they had them, we know that people like H.G. Wells were writing about it. So the elite also are very reckless. I mean, they're not gods. They're not invincible. And I really think that they're out of control. I mean, they've got control of us, but I think they're getting very nihilistic, very psychopathic, and a lot of their own writings admit that they're getting very, very decadent and very, very evil. And, you know, the new thrill to them is playing with things that could destroy themselves. Can you comment on that?
Yeah, they go through cycles of this down through history. You'll find this happening every 50 years or so. They've got to have some big bloodletting almost. They rise to an incredible degree of even more wealth, more power, and then they become rather careless in the way they handle themselves and what they say to the public. It's only after wars they retreat and they're careful in what they say. They play politics then. But when they really believe they're on the verge of conquering something with a new era, they come out into the open and start to boast. That's also a trait of the psychopath because they have tremendous egos. They cannot keep their mouths shut.
Well, psychopaths, I mean, just run-of-the-mill kidnapping people and killing them, at first they'll kill one person a year, then one person every 6 months, and one person a month, then one person every day. And by the end of it, they're drunk driving with two dead bodies in the car looking for trouble. I mean, notice it's always a local police commissioner or it's just craziness.
Yes, and also psychopaths, once they're caught, regardless if they're mass murderers or serial killers, they'll then love to tell you the world how they did it because they truly believe they're so clever and they think they'll impress the world by revealing how clever they've been and with their techniques.
Well, here's another example since you raised that. Superclass, the global power elite in the world they are making, David Rothkopf, and he just says here in the book that they're going to take the internet away, how they're going to enslave us, how they're increasing the police, how they're going to take our freedoms, how we're going to have a world government whether we like it or not. I mean, they are, and he's the head of Kissinger and Associates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. They're becoming very open now. They truly believe that they've almost, in fact, some of them do believe that they've taken over the world already. It's a matter of just getting the few remaining public who can still think to accept it. And that's the only problem that they have. That they do studies all the time on the general population. They keep the pulse of the population all the time. And they know how Joe Average is going to accept whatever. And it's true what Aristotle said, that revolutions never happen from the base people at the bottom. They need leadership that comes from a middle class. And they're so confident they've wiped out pretty well most of the major middle class. The rest, they do keep tabs on their children. As I say, they dumb them down with Ritalin and so on. And they're pretty sure they can pull all of this off without any problems from the general public who will simply go along with anything at all.
And it's a cold-blooded way of extincting any resistance in the future to just completely destroy the middle class and then dumb down the few that are left and then go ahead and in an orderly fashion exterminate the majority of us. And a lot of you yuppies think you're part of the elite. You're not. That's another mechanism they use. We'll be back in 1 minute with Ellen Watt.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.